Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dave Fremland Show. I am the one and only Dave Fremland, and today is May 2nd. It's a Sunday, and today I'm giving you a podcast to warn you, because I've been listening to some of these professional doctors, Dr. Tenpenny and some others on a Zoom call, and they're talking about how dangerous it is for the people that have not been vaccinated to be around vaccinated people. So what's going on with that is that people that have been vaccinated, because the way that the vaccines, they're not, first of all, let's stop calling it a vaccine. On three different podcasts that I've listened to, they've said, don't call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Okay, what is it? It is an experimental gene therapy bioweapon. You are listening to the Dave Fremland Show.
I'm going to share with anyone who's interested out there.
Takes a super duper long time.
Yeah.
Okay. To boot it up.
And now tonight I'm going to
not
give you some information.
Yay!
A doctor. Which I forgot what it is. Right.
You are listening to the Dave Fremland Show.
Yay!
I guess
we'll see what happens, right?
Okay. And it has not been authorized for general use. It's been authorized for emergency use only. And really, we're not in an emergency because the rate of recovery for COVID-19 is 99.999%. All right, especially if you're under 80 and don't have any comorbidities and are not obese. So what is the vaccine, the quote-unquote vaccine, the experimental bioweapon gene therapy doing? If you take this treatment, I don't know the technicalities of it, okay? But what it's causing you to do is, because of the way that it operates in your gene system, is it causes you to reproduce the spike protein. Okay, so it's the thing that they're calling COVID-19 is a spike protein, and they call it this, but it's really a bioweapon. When it goes into your body in the shot, your body, and you can look it up yourself and like research Dr. Tenpenny and all that, but basically I'm just trying to warn you. Okay, what it does, it goes into the body then does the immune thing that it's supposed to do, but instead it creates a super virus. Okay, it creates a mutant virus based on that own person's DNA. So, okay, especially if they get exposed to the virus, then they're going to mutate that virus and create, basically the people who have been getting the shot are becoming virus factories. And they are each creating mutant strains, probably hundreds of mutant strains, because probably each time they get, probably it's mutating hundreds of times within a single person. Okay, and then they're shedding that whenever they sneeze or whatever, sweat, blah, blah, blah. And the people who are quote unquote vaccinated, inoculated, let's say, are likely to get a mutant strain that their immune system through herd immunity is not capable of dealing with. So the warning, the dire and utter warning that I'm warning you today is, the people I'm listening to are calling for quarantine of all vaccinated people, or at least some sort of indication that you know that they're vaccinated. All right. Well, if they're going to get a vaccine card, it'll be easy. But it's the unvaccinated people that are actually in danger, and it's the vaccinated people that are actually the weapon. And so what I'm recommending is, if you know people that are vaccinated, stay away from them. Walk at least 6 feet away. Wash your hands after contact with them. Try to avoid contact with them. All right. And it's unfortunate, but I know a lot of vaccinated or quote unquote inoculated people. And it's best if I stay away from them, because I'm not going to be inoculated. And the other thing that you can do is fill up your body with proper nutrition. And I know I've been talking a lot about my own personal treatments with magnesium and whatnot. I was having difficulty with my dopamine levels, and I think it's very good to be aware of your body. All right, so just pay attention to your body, like whatever your body needs. Like I wake up, I check in with my body. All right, because your body is a mechanism and it needs certain things in order to function properly. And when it's not functioning properly, things don't work out. When it functions properly, things work out better. So what I found out is I have a problem with dopamine. You are listening to the one and only Dave Fremlin Show on Podbean. So I give my body what it needs in order to make dopamine. My body doesn't really make dopamine very well, but it makes it even worse when I don't give it what it needs. All right, and I learned some new stuff today, which if you are, in case you are on the dopamine wagon train like I am, then you could also be taking L-tyrosine and phenylalanine, which you get in meat and protein, and those will help. Protein and magnesium, but the protein has to contain tyrosine and phenylalanine, okay? So make sure that, that when you look in your ingredients, you shouldn't have to supplement it if you're getting it in the ingredients in the food. But if you're somebody who's short on dopamine, have dopamine-related issues, then make sure that you stock up on those things, okay, and take it with magnesium. I take a broad spectrum of magnesium, and I add it to protein. And that should give you what you need in order to make dopamine. But meanwhile, vitamin C, all right? I always think that it's good to take vitamin C. I was always taught to take vitamin C to belly tolerance, which means take it till it gives you diarrhea, and then back up by one dose. And that should be slightly under 3,000 milligrams a day. But you wouldn't want to take it all at once. You would want to take that 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 throughout the day, like maybe lunch, breakfast, and dinner. And if it gives you diarrhea, you would want to cut that back by, say, a couple hundred milligrams at a time. All right. And then I would also take vitamin D. Take vitamin D. You can get that from the sun, but I think you should supplement it with supplements as well. I think 500 milligrams is probably adequate per day in supplement form. Take a multivitamin. I take Centrum over 55 for males, and multivitamin. I take Airborne, which is a multivitamin effervescent fizz that was invented by teachers to keep them safe in the classroom. I think it works great. It's immune boost, okay? Anything that boosts your immune system, okay? And eat properly and get enough sleep, keep yourself stress-free. Most importantly, you got to stay away from those vaccinated people. Okay, they are walking time bombs. All right, we got to call for Congress. We got to call for them to be quarantined or somehow produce some sort of identification. So when you're the non-vaccinated person walking down the street and you see them, you know to stay away because they're basically lepers now. So, okay, if you need to have more information, where you can find information is on band.video, and the article is entitled Doctors Roundtable Exposed COVID Vaccine Dangers, and it's here from actual doctors, the shocking revelations surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine, and the mainstream media will never reveal. All right, and then there's an article there, and that's on band.video. If you go to band.video, you'll find a lot of information there. And when you follow their information, they'll have the link that takes you to where their sources are as well. All right. So this is a vaccine warning. I told you the day that they started talking about COVID-19 that there was going to be vaccines, that it was a Bill Gates plot to get rid of humanity, and I was right. And every day I'm more right, and I hate it that I'm right. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to seek and find God, because God is who will save us, all right? I'm not going to tell you how to do that or what you have to do this yourself, but I recommend everybody pray and make sure your relationships are in good standing. Okay, I'm having a very difficult time with my relationships. I'm going to tell you why. Because COVID-19 came along, and all the people that were in my life that I thought were supportive, intelligent, level-headed, clear-thinking, logical people, they turned out not to be that. They turned out to be government sycophants that just want to have somebody tell them what to do. They're willing to give up their freedom. I don't know how I got so mixed up with people that were so not how I am. I mean, I am seriously not that way. I am a person who is seriously, seriously concerned with personal freedom. I am Dave Fremland, and you are listening to the one and only Dave Fremland Show. I am very concerned about imprisonment. I'm concerned about personal rights and freedoms. I do not like the violations. I'm very concerned about the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all 10 amendments, and the things that led up to the amendments. You know, it's not just about the amendments. There's a statement in there that says all humans have the right to pursue a life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so that covers a lot of ground. And that precedes the amendments. The amendments are amendments to that. And I don't understand where people that are intelligent people that have basically, I've known my whole life, that somehow don't understand history, and they don't see the writing on the, they don't want to see the truth. You know, they want to hate Donald Trump so much that they don't want to see the good that he did, and they don't want to see the truth that he revealed, and they don't want to see what's happening in our country, and they have no concern. Somebody comes along, said there's a sickness, it's like a cold, we're going to lock you all down in your homes for indefinite, and you vote for more of it. You vote for more of it. And higher taxes and higher. Who votes for higher taxes? Who wants to work harder for less money and have the money go to somebody who manages the money poorly and gives it to programs that don't work, that you disagree with? Who wants to do that? And if you do agree with that, what's wrong with you? What in the hell is wrong with you? You know, I think the best possible thing, if you, oh, well, you say this, well, things need to be regulated because people get injured and there has to be a standard, you know, like when people make stoves, they have to meet a standard so that, you know, at least everybody knows how. No. Do you know what makes the standard? If I make a crappy stove and my neighbor makes a great stove and you buy the stove from my neighbor and you don't buy the stove from me, I'm going to eventually not be able to make stoves. And I'm going to have to ask myself, what's wrong with my product? You know, that's pretty much how it works. And maybe it's about advertising. Maybe it's about pricing. Maybe it's about quality. Maybe it's about whatever. But if you're not making a product that people like and your price is not good, you will eventually not be able to make that product anymore. And the person next to you who's doing a better job at it will then, that becomes the new standard. And if you want to make more money, then you got to do better than the person who just beat you. That's the way it works. That is the way it works. And, you know, you could either do it by undercutting price, or you could do it by making a better product, or you could do it by advertising, but whatever, any way you want. But the reason that you don't want the government involved is because once they get involved, nobody makes any stoves for anyone. You know what I mean? Because the regulations just becomes who can afford to meet the government standard, and the government ends up, you know, okay, well, I make stoves and I charge this much and I have enough money to pay my congressman to pass a law that means all stoves have to meet this standard. So the person who makes a cheaper stove doesn't have enough money to meet this standard and still sell their stoves cheaper. And so the corruption grows from there. That's how it works. That's what corruption is. Corruption is I make a product and I want to keep your product from competing with me. And so I get a government official to set a standard that you can't meet at the price that you're working at. And therefore, you have to go out of business and I get all your business. That's like the seed. That's like the seed of corruption. All right. But anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent. This is a short podcast today. My thing is about warning you. If you know people who are vaccinated and they've advertised, believe me, people are so proud of poisoning themselves. You know, I eat crappy food and I don't take care of myself, but I shot myself in the arm with toxic chemicals. I don't know what they are. Boom, yay. Okay, if you know that person, you need to walk 10 feet away from them. You need to not invite them into your home. You need to not put yourself in danger, because what they're doing is they're creating super viruses. They're creating super toxic virus mutants that your natural immunity, because theirs is not natural. It's not created in nature, Therefore, they've added a non-natural thing to a natural reaction. The Dave Fremlin Show is now available on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcast, and iHeartRadio. If you like listening to The Dave Fremlin Show, don't forget to follow me and subscribe to my podcast and share me with a friend. Thank you and have a nice day. That then creates a semi, like partially, like we've created an alien being, basically, called the COVID virus. It's part virus and part man-made thing, robot, I don't know what. But it's shedding off people who've been vaccinated onto the non-vaccinated people, which puts them at risk for all kinds of sicknesses. Okay, so if you are a non-vaccinated person, which I hope you are, we are in a war right now, and it is us against them. And it's the zombie people, useful idiots, whatever you want to call them, Sorosites, people who follow Soros that think he's benevolent. You know, the devil tricks you. The devil tricks you. He makes you think he's the good guy and that the good guy is the bad guy. The anti-vaxxers are trying to tell the truth and trying to save you from getting hurt. The people that are gung-ho on vax are what you call useful idiots. They want to just believe that the government is there to help them. I don't know where, this is where I'm very confused. I don't know where anybody is getting any information that says the government throughout history has been the protector and provider of the people. Please get me the history book that points to the government in history that was benevolent to all of its people and took care of its people and didn't like throw people to lions or hang them on crosses or run them over with tractors or starve them, you know, to take their grain to feed to a different set of people. You show me. You show me in history that you give me that history book and you point to it. And you tell me, okay, now I have evidence to trust a government. But I will tell you right now, I don't know where you're coming from. I don't. If you're a person who's like, oh yeah, the government, they take care of me, then I honestly, I don't know where you're coming from. You know, this thing, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's like, you know, honestly, I'd go back to work, but I got extra unemployment and it's helping me more than I could get at a job. All right. Did you know that that $1,400 check that you got from the government actually costs you $6,000 in taxes? Not that you're paying taxes right now, because if you're paying taxes, you wouldn't really be getting that money. But what it costs is in inflation, it costs each individual $6,000 to receive that $2,000 check. All right, so there's your math for you. I didn't do that math. I don't do math. I'm not a mathematician, but I did get that statistic from one of the people. I think it was on, I'm going to say Bannon's War Room, but it might have been on Charlie Kirk, one of those people that I listened to, or maybe it was on Levin. Or it might have been on, you know who it was on? It was on Brian Kilmeade told me that statistic. All right, so be careful what you wish for. I think that if you are a non-vaccinated person and you know vaccinated people, you need to keep your distance, take your vitamins, take good care of yourself. We're fighting a war. Let's win. All right? Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you know any vaccinated or unvaccinated people, which you must know one or the other, please, especially if you know unvaccinated people, please pass this on and get them safe. All right? Thank you very much and have a nice day. Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Dave Fremlin, host of The Dave Fremlin Show on Podbean. Now, you can listen to me on Spotify also, but please support my podcast by clicking the follow button on the Podbean or Spotify app. Thank you for listening and have a nice day. The opinions expressed in the Dave Fremlin Show are strictly opinions. I am not an expert. The Dave Fremlin Show is written, directed, and produced by Dave Fremlin and is a Dave Fremlin production. Thank you for listening.